are tuned into Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
The Bible is a profound source of wisdom and guidance, offering principles and scriptures that help believers make wise and righteous decisions. By grounding their choices in biblical teachings, Christians can navigate life's complexities with greater clarity and purpose and integrity. We are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Chilembo, who's going to be helping us unpack, biblical guidances for wise choices. Pastor Chilembo, Murubwanji. I hope you're good, my pastor.
No, I'm doing fine.
I am good. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Okay. Let's pray together. Thank you, dear gracious Father, for giving us this opportunity to discuss this subject, which has really taken a lot of lives and have misled many people to get into sections which they have regretted later on. As we discuss the topic on decision-making, we ask your guidance, because this is one area that even you yourself, Heavenly Father, would like us to understand. We pray for the listeners that as we discuss this, may we be able to get the concept and be able to make wise decisions as we interact with others in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, what does the Bible say about seeking God's guidance in decision making?
Yeah, when you talk about seeking God's guidance in decision making, the Bible itself, from the book of Genesis to Revelation, it calls upon us to seek God, because we depend on Him. He is the one who created us. He is the one who knows what is best for us. And we cannot navigate life if God, who made us and who knows our future, we cannot navigate if He is not involved. So from the onset of life, from everything that we can talk about, when we know and understand that we were created by God, the best way that which can help us to navigate life, mm-hmm. is to go back to Himself who made us. Like the vehicles we are driving. If you are driving a Volvo, you can't go to Toyota and ask for an advice.
Okay,
you cannot go to Toyota and ask for an advice. How do you handle certain problems in Volvo?
True.
You have to go back to the owners, the makers of your product. Mm. So our maker is God.
Mm-hmm.
And when we recognize that God is our creator, He is the one who fashioned us, then we must seek Him when it comes to decision making, because He is the one who knows where we are coming from, where we are, and our future. He holds everything. I like it in the book of Revelation, where Christ says, I am the one who was, who is, and who is to come. So when you deal with the Bible has got this rich evidence that man is not dependent on himself, but we are dependent on God. And if we do not seek God, there is another force that will come to guide us. Yes.
Indeed. I'm quickly opening the book of Proverbs, Mfundiswami, so that I can read it for our listeners, because we're going to be speaking about it now. When we're reading in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says here, I have the right one. It says here, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. So looking at this Proverbs, Mfundiswami, how can it inform our approach in decision-making, in making wise decisions? Because here it says that we must not lean on our own understanding, but at that point in time, God has decided to be silent, but we need to make the decision. So how do we go about it?
I like the way Proverbs puts it, because you see now, this is Solomon now brings it clearly, where he says, trust in the Lord your God. Now that we have realized and recognized that God is our maker, and we want to find that, or we want to know, what should I do? As we sit down to make plans, we bring together points. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. But in all those things, remember that plans are not accomplished without God's blessings. So when we want to make good plans, we must always try to consult God. And as we consult God, we must trust Him, because trusting God is the key element. Decision making are a constant, you know, they are a constant of everyday life. Whether it's choosing what to eat for lunch, what job opportunities you want to pursue, friends that you want to associate with, whatever. You need to know that decision making, it's one hard thing if you do not find the best, you do not trust God when it comes to this. And the word itself, when we talk about trusting God, the way Proverbs tells us that we must trust God, this should bring us down to the point where we must be able to come up with crucial points. Crucial points that can make us show that truly we trust. How do we know that man trusts God? Man trusts God because he consults him in prayer. Man trusts God because he takes time to read his word, because his word is the revelation of his will. Man trusts God when he seeks counsel from wise people. Man trusts God when he just says, okay, for this thing that I want to accomplish in my life, it is only God who will succeed it. And man trusts God when he develops the peaceful, you know, that, you know, you have peace in God, the peaceful moment in your life, knowing that, okay, this the decision that I have made, it may not be favorable with other people. It may be something that many people are not comfortable with. But because I know that God will lead me, the decision that I make will finally give me good results, whatever the circumstances, I have that peaceful moment. So these are some of the elements that we must bring in as we trust God.
Yeah.
Always pray, always study his word, always seek counsel or advice from godly people. These could be pastors,
yes,
bishops, those people we know that they are in the things of God. We consult them so that we can prosper. And then we've now put everything in the hand of God, depending on him for to help us succeed in all those things. And you see, I want also to bring one point here when we talk about trusting God. I know you may want to ask me another question about prayer. But
yes,
you see, when you are trusting God, there are key elements, because now this is where you are asking for guidance. You come to the book of Acts. There's a story where in the book of Acts chapter 16, Paul and his companions had a plan to go and preach the gospel.
Yes.
Is it Eritrea? But the Bible tells us that the Spirit of the Lord restrained Paul. It could not allow Paul. So they couldn't move. Why did they move? They didn't move because the Spirit, God himself, was giving them guidelines. They were giving them a direction. So when you trust God, you are trying to find or to navigate a direction for your life. There are a lot of challenges that we may encounter on the way. But when God guides the way, we will know that we are moving in his right direction. And the story, the way it concludes, the story in the book of Acts, is that when God changed, restrained them through the Spirit, what happened? In a dream, Paul saw a man who was asking for help. And when they went to Macedonia, they did great wonders for God. When you learn to trust God, you will definitely understand the will of God and the right path you are to take as you navigate life.
Mm. Mm. So Mpundisi, I know you know you quickly touched on prayer before. I got to prayer, you know, because there are different ways in which we communicate with God, but the most one that we use, because sometimes we worship Him, sometimes we praise Him. Less people think I'm speaking about other ways of communicating. No, I'm speaking about, you know, but prayer is the one, Mpundisi. So now here you are. As Pastor Chilembo, you are faced, you have to make a decision. You have to make a wise decision. And you have prayed, you have prayed, you have prayed. Ah, God, it was like, Bona, I'm still turning there by Livingston. I'll answer you, not now, you know. At that point in time where God is silent and the decision has to be made, what do you do? Does it mean that the decision is not urgent? Or does it mean that you just have to trust yourself, you'll deal with the repercussions later?
You know, when we deal with prayer, prayer is very important.
True.
In the process of decision making, prayer is very important because it really helps us to know that I depend on God, on His success. But now, as we pray, we must also understand how prayers are answered.
True.
Why? Because we are humans. God knows what is best for us. And we are on the human side. We don't know the future. But we pray. Prayer has, we always say that prayer has three answers. Though I don't like the third one. The first answer is where we pray, we pray, and God says yes. When we say, when we pray and God says, yes, this is where you have prayed and you have seen the answer, it has come. There are times when God, when we pray and God says, wait. Then people like saying that God will say no. Yeah? Why I say I don't like this answer?
You don't like the no.
I don't like the no. I don't like to put the no as God is saying no to us.
Okay.
You know, when you pray, let's say you are praying, you are praying for, you want to buy an aeroplane because you admire aeroplanes. And then you pray to say, God, I want an aeroplane. Why do you want an aeroplane? It's a mode of transport.
Yes.
But to ask two questions, where are you going to park your aeroplane? Where are you going to buy fuel? And all those things. So now, if God does not give you an aeroplane, someone will say, God may say no. But you know what? God does not say no. God gives you the right thing. He says yes, but He gives you the right thing which you do not know. So it may appear as if it is a no, but God has given you the right thing you need. Because sometimes, you know, we pray. Even James tells us that sometimes we pray amiss. Meaning that we pray for things which we do not understand. But the Spirit of God, who knows the right things we need in our lives, He comes to us to give us the right things. So now, what does the prayer do in the decision making? Prayer really helps us to understand the will of God. And this is why even the five steps that I talked about, when you are trusting God, you must always pray. You must study His word, seek godly counsel from godly men. Then you must, you must practice, you know, you must practice that dependency on God, and you must develop peace. These are five things. And in all these things, you cannot leave out prayer. Meaning that as you make a wise decision, as you try to make a decision, you must pray. Because in decision making, We don't know. Sometimes, you know, we are afraid. I may be afraid to say, am I going to do the right thing? Mm-hmm. So what do you pray for? What are some of the points that you must consider when you are making decisions? Number one, pray for wisdom. Wisdom to make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if anyone lack wisdom, you should ask God.
Yes.
Who give generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So James tells us that when we want to make a decision, or if you lack wisdom, you don't know what choice you are going to make. James tells us, ask God.
Yeah.
So the first point when you pray, you must remember to ask God to give you wisdom to make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
The second point, as we pray,
we must
pray for patience.
True.
Remember, we say three answers in prayer.
Mm.
Yes, wait, or God changes the thing that you need in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that I have eliminated the no. So, if now you are saying, God can say yes, God can say wait,
mm-hmm.
God can give me the right thing in my life,
mm-hmm.
which I do not know. So what do I need? The second thing, or the second point that we must pray for, is to pray for patience.
Mm-hmm.
This patience is to prevent you from making a rash decisions. You know, there are times you don't just wake up and say, God, I am here, I want to make a decision. Lead me. And then you say, amen. What do I do here? You see, if you are to make the right decision in life, we need to be patient.
True.
We need to take time. We need to consider the things that we are trying to make decisions on. So this is the second point. We must ask God for patience.
Mm.
So the first point, I said wisdom. Second one is that we must ask God for patience. Then the third one is for direction. I do not know the right path that I must take. So ask God, what should I do? What is it that you'd like me to do? Is it Paul in the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 6, who says, what is it that you would like me to do? When he had an encounter with God, God now tells him to move. And Paul says, I cannot move. What do you want me to do? So we must develop this attitude of asking God, what do you want me to do? If God tells me to go to the right, I will go in that direction. I also like the story of Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12. God tells him, go to a country, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And he left. Abraham kept on moving. And I can see that in his movement, as he was moving, he kept on consulting God. And then verse 6 tells us that God appeared to him and told him, this is the land that I'll show you. Mm. So we must always seek direction as we pray. Then, the fourth point is to pray against bad influences. Now, this is protection against bad influence. As we pray, ask God to give me protection. There are bad influencers. Sometimes we may go and seek guidance. You may think that this person will give me the right direction, but they mislead us. So we must pray that God saves me from bad influences. And lastly, let us pray that as we make decisions, may God give us peace. Why? You know, decisions, they may have two consequences, positive and negative consequences.
True.
But we must reach at a point where we defend our own decisions. How do we defend decisions? Let me be at peace that regardless of what happens thereafter, after I've made a decision, I will still stand to defend my decision peacefully in God. So this is how important prayer is when we are making decisions.
You know, after all, every pastor, I think, that I've heard them, you know, giving an explanation about the yes, maybe, and no. You are the first one who really made me, you know, learn something yet laughing at the same time, because like, who in their right mind would want to get a helicopter? No, in fact, an aeroplane. Helicopter is understandable, you know, you can have a helipad, but an aeroplane. So thank you for that one, Mfundiswami.
Pray, just pray for our four. You know, you pray for these. You want to, you know, a Range Rover. Those, you know, that you can park them somewhere. How do you pray for an aeroplane? Sure, you don't even have.
No, the question is, how are you going? How can you afford to buy the jet fuel? That's the number one thing before parking. You know, before parking, can you afford to buy it? So, just as we end there, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer for us?
Thank you. Thank you so much. May we pray together. Gracious Father, our eternal King, we are so thankful that you have led us in this discussion. One most important decision, one most topic about decision making. Our prayer, Heavenly Father, is that as we navigate things of life, may you always guide us on the right path that we must take. It is you, Heavenly Father, who said, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plan to give you hope and a future. Therefore, dear Father, we consult you and pray that may you always lead us in your plan, in this process of decision making, because you are our Father who knows our future, who knows our beginning, who knows how to sustain us in our ending. May your power always lead us in this process. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much. Till we chat again tomorrow. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.